Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley here. Let's dive right in. So, I was reading some negative reviews about me online. What? Come on. I thought they didn't. Well, it's the internet. Now, here's some, I got to put some context to the story, but it was a very good experience, and I want to share with you why. And I'm not just blowing smoke at you. Like, it was a great experience. So, these reviews are 15 years old. All right, so that's number one. Now, I didn't even know I had them out there. So I guess, and I don't remember doing this, probably because I'm so damn old, but I guess back in 2009, I uploaded an hour-long audio called Every Day is Saturday to Amazon. So it's in the book section or Audible section or whatever. And there's only, I think, three reviews. One of them was scathing. I mean, it was some individual. I think it was a lady who, what happened was, now it makes sense. I rolled out a 6 days to Saturday program. It was an audio course with a companion booklet back in the day. And if you wanted to stay in the monthly program, it was $97 a month, which was really wild because I'd never done a product launch before. And we had, when we launched this program, we had 1,000 people paying $97 a month, which is what? Let's see, college dropout math, that's $97,000 a month. Now, with any membership program, continuity program, attrition is usually like 90 days, and then you see just this big drop-off. But that's when it started. And look, I'd never launched anything before, so it was pretty wild. Anyway, I guess she couldn't get out of the continuity program or didn't know how or didn't know what she bought or didn't read the box she checked that she was going to be opted into this program, whatever. So she leaves a one star and just berates me on there. And I was reading it today, chuckling, like, well, and there was actually, you know, it was really cool though, two other people left a review, not about the audiobook, but how great of a guy Sam is. It's like, wow, thank you. I don't recall ever seeing these reviews. I don't even remember uploading the audio. That's how long ago it was. But these people are so nice, and they're like, oh, Sam's a great guy, blah 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 blah. I can't believe people would just come on here and blast him like that. I listen to his podcast, all this stuff. So anyway, I'm telling you all this to say that if I would have read those reviews back then, I think it would have crippled me. Because, I was just coming out of the gates. I mean, 15 years ago, I hadn't launched a product before, hadn't uploaded a book, had written three books. So I had to go and look and see if there were any recent reviews on the three books. There's not. They were good reviews. But back then, I would have been just, oh, it would have been a stake through my heart had I read that negative review. Because what do we ultimately do? If you make a post online and 99 people agree with it, love it, but one person just comes at you and just says nasty stuff, which one do you end up focusing on? The one, you know? And I give really no energy to negative comments. Now, there is feedback, and feedback is good. So if I get constructive feedback, I can choose to take that, positive or negative. I mean, it's completely up to you. If somebody gives you feedback, it's up to you to decide, well, I'm going to take it personally. I'm going to crawl up into a ball and cry, and I hate that person. Or you can ask the question, is there something to that? Now, this person who left this nasty review, there was nothing to it. It was just she couldn't figure out how to get out of a continuity program. Okay, had nothing to do with the book. It wasn't even about the book. She left a review about me and how she couldn't get out of the program. So I'm like, okay, that's not feedback. It's feedback for a continuity program. By the way, I never did one again, so didn't have to worry about that. But if somebody gives you constructive feedback and it's not what you want to hear, take a step back, you know, let it kind of percolate in your mind for a day or two or maybe a week or two. You know, there's no time limit. You don't have to figure it out in the first 90 seconds. and see if there's anything to that, you know, especially when you're in this business of, if you're a coach, a consultant, a trainer, you create courses and just things like that. If you have a few, more than a few people that are giving you the same type of constructive criticism that, hey, this can get better, you know, this needs to improve. Well, there's something there. If you get one Yahoo who just didn't do the work, or, you know, they're just mad and angry, well, then you just dismiss it and you don't give it any mental energy whatsoever. And that's all part of the growth process, not just in this space, you know, in the entrepreneurial space, or if you're a solopreneur like myself, it's in the business space. You know, when I was in the management game, I had to give feedback to people, some of it negative. I tried to do positive. I got reviewed every year or more, some of it negative, most of it positive. Back then, I didn't take it well at all. Like, I could have had a manager do a performance review with me at work and give me 10 out of 10 stars on everything except one thing. What do you think I would have focused on? Absolutely the one. Why'd you give me that? And I remember digging in. Why'd you give me that? You only gave me 4 out of 5. He goes, Sam, you can't get 5 out of 5 on everything. I'm like, why not? Why can't I? I work my ass off. Are you kidding me? I'm the first one in here. I turn on the lights. I turn them off. And I, why? That's who I was. And I think that's another thing right there. Big growth opportunity for me was to not be attached to the opinion of others, but more importantly, a review, a dollar amount, or anything like that. You know, it's taken me so long to grow in that area. And I still do. It still takes me. I'm still growing, you know, because you never got this stuff figured out. But the good stuff is, here's the good stuff, okay? That's going to happen with you if you decide to put yourself out there at all. It takes courage to put yourself out there, not to just kind of swim in the sea of sameness as everybody else out there. You know, you're going to fail. Get used to it. That's all part of it, man. There's no avoiding that. You're going to get criticism. Get used to it. You don't like it? I don't like it. Nobody likes it. It's not like, hey, give me more criticism. I love this stuff. No, I don't, you know, but I don't let it affect me at all. And that much I can say with confidence and integrity is that I do not allow negative opinions of other people to affect anything I do. Because just like you, right, there's people in your inner circle, there's people in my inner circle whose opinion we really do value and we do not want to hurt, you know? Like, I wouldn't want to hurt my wife. Like, that would bring me to my knees if I hurt my wife. I wouldn't want my kids to think. Now, of course, when you're dealing with kids, there's discipline involved when they're teenagers, they're young, things like that. But I would not want my kids ever thinking, my dad just intentionally says stuff to hurt my feelings. No. But you get outside of that, and you especially the wild, wild west of the internet. And let's say you do decide to do what I do here. Let's say you decide to launch a podcast. What are you going to do when, not if, but when that 1-star rating shows up on iTunes or Spotify with a negative comment? How are you going to react to that? Are you going to look at that and just go, oh, and obsess over it? Or are you going to look at all the other 5-star ratings and say, oh, you know what? Can't please everyone. That's exactly what you should say. Yep. Can't please me. It's impossible to please everybody. There's so many different personalities and agendas and everything out there. That's why I would never, ever get into politics. I would last 45 seconds as a politician because I just say what I say. And by the way, all the skeletons in the closet come out. Who the hell wants that? You know, I don't want anybody going back to Bradford in 1983 and asking, hey, how many keggers was Sam at? You know, did he really do an upside down keg stand when he was at Penn State his freshman year? Wasn't he underage? Like, no, I don't need that. Just give me my little farmhouse in the Midwest, round of golf a few times a week. Give me a healthy family. I'm good. But when I was reading those reviews today, it really took me back. And here's the last point I want to make about this. If you don't take the shot, you're never going to grow past that person that you are now. Like, I know that I've grown so much in the last 15 years that it involved so much failure, so much pain, so much heartache. I remember, hey, are our bills going to get paid this month? I don't know. You know what I mean? And I look back now how that growth, I had no idea what was happening at the time, but God was really, you know, giving me some rhino skin, some rhinoceros skin that's much tougher to cut, you know, kind of building that up. Here's some more failure for you, buddy. Here's some more failure. You want, here's another heaping spoonful of failure, Sammy boy. But I'm preparing you because you can't grow to the next level until you learn how to adjust, get better at this, and grow. So if you're avoiding doing this thing that you've really wanted to do, don't avoid it any longer. You're probably avoiding the pain that comes with it. Now, there's other pain besides other people's opinions. You know, there's the wonky clunkiness of trying to get it all started. And then, you know, you're attached to some sort of outcome where you think it should be. But the person you become along the way, invaluable. No dollar amount you can place on that. It's the individual that you become along the way, the growth associated with just getting started. Like, that already puts you in an elite group of people who just get started. Staying in the game, now you're in rare air. Staying in the game for a long time, wow. And look, the impact you make on other people's lives. That's what it's all about, right? So don't rob somebody else of a blessing just because you're afraid of what might happen if you do get started and you might get a negative feedback review, one-star rating on a book you want to write or a podcast you're recording. None of it matters. What matters is your heart's in the right spot. You can't please everybody. And giddy up. Let's get after it. All right. I hope this message found you in a good spot. Hope it planted a seed in good soil with you today. All right. Let's go, gang. Say it with me now. Have the best day ever.
And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.